150 years ago, a group of explorers led by Civil War veteran John Wesley Powell set out to document the canyons of the Green and Colorado Rivers. It was the first trip of its kind. To commemorate the journey, a group of scientists have been retracing his steps this summer. Luke Runyon spoke by phone with the trip's leader during one of their stops.
When I reached University of Wyoming geography professor Tom Minkley, he was along the banks of Lake Powell in Arizona, keeping an eye on the five boats he and his colleagues are using to traverse through the canyons of the Colorado Plateau. For those people who maybe have never heard of John Wesley Powell, who was he?
So, yeah, John Wesley Powell was a Civil War hero who lost his arm in battle, and he went on to become one of United States great explorer heroes, actually one of the last great exploration of the lower 48 states was John Wesley Powell's trip down the Green and Colorado Rivers.
When you read Powell's journals from this trip that you're taking, there are these moments where he's just in awe of what he's seeing and then putting that down onto the page. Do you feel some of that too?
You can't do a trip like this and not be in awe of the landscapes that you're transiting to.
He uses a lot of exclamation points, I noticed when I was reading, especially when he gets to like the top of a viewpoint, lots of exclamation points to talk about what he's seeing.
It's a punctuated landscape for sure. I mean, it's, even in today's world of, you know, tweets and everything, you would have to use a lot of exclamation points for what we've seen and experienced on this trip.
Minkley's group launched in late May from Green River, Wyoming, in the same spot and on the same day John Wesley Powell and his crew of nine men launched in 1869. And along the way, more than 60 people, including fellow scientists, environmentalists, tribal leaders, and water managers, joined Minkley's crew. So it's been 150 years since Powell did this trip. Why did you feel like it was important to commemorate it? Basically, why was his trip noteworthy in the first place?
His first trip really, it filled in the blank spaces on the map of the American West. And immediately in Powell's world, he started talking about the critical water supplies and how we could use that for the betterment of society. And it seems like that discussion persists to this day.
In the time since Powell's journey, Minkley says we've fundamentally changed how the Green and Colorado rivers function and what they look like. Unlike Powell, Minkley's group has had to portage around large dams like Flaming Gorge in Utah and Glen Canyon Dam in Arizona. Part of Powell's legacy, he says, is that he warned lawmakers in Washington, D.C. not to overuse the river. But much of what's been built in the basin is well within Powell's vision for the West.
He saw the region as a land of scarcity, and so you wanted the strong role of government to put in infrastructure so that the people could decide what they wanted to do in the region. And so he felt that it would be all agrarian use, you know, so pasture, range lands. He couldn't have envisioned the growth of Phoenix and Los Angeles. Denver would be getting water supplies, Fort Collins. You know, the Colorado River provides water to most of the major cities in the West. He probably couldn't envision that. But he also saw that the arid region was a land of scarcity. And I think he would have, you know, at least my interpretation of his writings is that you have to plan on the scarce end, not on the abundance end. And that's where I think he might have strong opinions about our utilization now. There is a lot of needs for water in the West, and we just have to decide, are we doing the best we can with the supply that we have?
That was University of Wyoming geography professor Tom Minkley talking about recreating John Wesley Powell's historic trip down the Green and Colorado Rivers in 1869. I'm Luke Runyon.